we do, the seniors and the class that I'm in, do the same steps, but we're slowed down to music that's slower.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the footwork.
Mm-hmm.
And even so, it's, I've got a knee that bothers me to the point that I can't follow it very long. I can dance a little while, and then I've just got to quit. But some of the women are doing real well. We've got one 81-year-old lady in the group, and she just loves it. And those square dancing that they do, they clog as they square dance. And then there's another group of square dancing, they call themselves the A-square. They do the pretty formations with the pretty wide petticoats swirling around. And it's so pretty. So we've got several couples in town here that, that dance with that. And if I had a partner, I'd be in that. When my husband was living, we got into ballroom dancing. And we loved ballroom dance. In fact, we started out in my rumpus room down here. Some of the fellows said, I had the idea of going up to the recreation center. Some of the fellows said, well, somebody can see us over there. And they were so self-conscious. So we started down here in my rumpus room and we soon outgrew it. So we had to go to the recreation center. But we stayed in the ballroom classes for about 3.5 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Then we started getting into Latin American dances, the mambo and samba and rumba and those things. And my husband got lost in that. He didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And he just couldn't get that little extra beat in here. Again. And so he dropped out. Of course, when he did, I had to too, because he didn't last very long after that. So I knew him.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole group broke up. We had that. 10, 11 couples, I guess. We have good time.
I've heard that a lot of that ballroom dancing is really coming back.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's good. And that's something else. We have a teacher in Anderson, Joe coordinates all this work. And Lewis teaches ballroom, has for all his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he teaches for the seniors. And then Ruth comes down from Belton and teaches clogging.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe's got all kinds of things going. She's got exercise and paintings and shuffleboard and she's just got a lot of things going.
Mm-hmm.
But she coordinates activities for the whole county. And she's really got her hands full.
Mm-hmm. Well, you certainly stay busy.
Don't tell me you run out of questions. I'm so hurt.
I think I'm just about out of questions.
Well, let me fix you something to drink. Would you like something? Let's see. I've got